Say what you want. Well, keep it clean, but preach it, brother. Here's Steve.
I want to give you a little bit of hope today. I want to give you a little bit of hope that, you know, all millennials are not completely soft. Some have actual ideas. Some stand up. Some will actually speak their mind and not agree with the sheep mentality, if you will. In fact, my next guest is 26 years old. She lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul, college graduate. Says her parents were great. They sent three kids to college, didn't lose any of them to the liberal mindset. And recently she's been writing. Now, she doesn't work as a writer professionally, but she might want to consider it. I've read two columns here, Thoughts from a Hipster Coffee Shop and What I Learned as a Conservative Living in One of America's Most Liberal Cities in America. And she says one of the things she learned is her opinion does not matter, but it does here. Alyssa Algren, welcome to the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So good to have you here. You're a writer for Alpha News, which I came across here recently. You have a Bachelor's of Business Administration, and currently you work as an analyst in corporate finance. And a couple of these things I find fascinating because I got to reading these things, and I'm thinking, man, this is somebody who's 26 who gets it, because you say your opinion doesn't matter because, by definition, you're white, and therefore you've somehow made your life off the back of minorities and you've exploited people just by the basis of how you were born. And so when you're in a bar or a restaurant or at work or in line for coffee at the gym, you hear people make comments, but you're not allowed to respond. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had a lot of experiences after the 2016 election. I remember I used to go to this gym, and I will never forget this. I was sitting next to a lady, and it was, you know, they just announced President Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. And this woman just outright visibly upset and just said, you know, all these Trump voters, they are racist pigs, and I don't care what you say. And I just, you know, kept my mouth shut. And that's, there are multiple instances like that, maybe not that as outright and grotesque, but, you know, that is not something that's uncommon in a metro area, especially. And I've just, you know, learned to not engage. It's not worth it. And you just get sick of being quiet. So
yeah,
I decided to write a column.
Started coming out through your fingers. It started coming out because you had these ideas. And it came out, and I think that's terrific. You know, because I look around at America, and I don't live in an urban area, and I talk to people every day, and people love this country, and people love what's going on. And do they like everything about what this president does? No, of course not. But they see what's happening, and they see this surge to the left. And in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'm going to guess that the surge to the left about Social Security for illegals, universal income, reparations, a gun confiscation, abortion on demand at any time during a pregnancy, all of these things are probably popular ideas in the place that you live.
They're becoming, it's, those ideas are now mainstream Democrat platform. That is the litmus test for running for a president on the Democrat ticket, which is insane. Those are progressive, radical positions, and now it's mainstream.
Now, I want to talk about the second column that I read of yours that really, I fell in love with this column, The Thoughts from a Hipster Coffee Shop. And the reason being is, Alyssa, is that I talk about these things on a regular basis. And I think the most wonderful place in the world to go is a supermarket, believe it or not, because I can, in some of these stores, I can look at one side and see tires and oil and auto parts, and then I can see fishing equipment and bicycles, and I can look over here and see all the food in the world. And I think, man, America is an awesome place. And we can go to one building and have everything under the sun, and yet we have these children around us, people that are millennials like you that believe that somehow we're not very privileged. Somehow we don't have it. We live in the most prosperous time in human history. We have longer, more productive lives than at any time. We have better transportation, medication, and communication, mostly provided by American free capitalist minds, than we ever have had in world history. And yet you have these children around you, your peers, that believe somehow we're in a bad place, that it's dark and America's not fair, and we don't know prosperity. Don't know prosperity. That was the line that got my attention. Your thoughts.
I am absolutely floored by how convenient our life is and the technology and the medicine we have access to. People are coming here for cancer treatment. People are dying to get into our country. We have it so good that there was just a recent study on millennials and stress. Our biggest stressors in life are losing our wallet and cracking our iPhone. That in and of itself is just how paints a picture of how privileged we are. It's
cracking the screen on the iPhone. Let me ask you this. How many of your peers, I know you grew up in a small town, right, with your parents and a couple of brothers and sisters. Okay, so you probably have been out in the small town, and on occasion the lights go out after a bad storm. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Yep. These people living in Minneapolis, these people you observed in the coffee shop who are complaining about America's not prosper enough or fair enough, if the lights went out and their cell phone, their smartphone didn't work and their computer didn't work and their ATM card didn't work, how long would they survive?
Oh, there would be anarchy in about 3 seconds.
I mean, they couldn't take, they'd have no idea what to do. They'd be totally baffled. You, I'm going to guess, would probably get in the car, drive home, say, listen, there's chaos going on in the city, so I'm just going to park here for until it passes or whatever. But what would these people do without electricity?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know a life without it. We don't know a life without our iPhones or just a phone in general. We have all of these luxuries that are unimaginable in most of the world. Most of our population is not even close to poor by global standards. We have most houses have AC, have one TV, have electricity, have access to high-speed internet. Yeah, you can't beat it here in America at all.
Color TV, lots of food, high-speed internet, but you're below the poverty line. Oh, okay, I get that. But the poverty line in America, as you aptly point out in your column, is 31 times higher than the world, right?
Exactly. And I get a lot of pushback. They just said, well, we have, you know, a higher standard of living, and that's, you know, we're paying U.S. dollars, not global dollars. And I said, well, that just proves my point, right? We have a very high standard of living compared to other countries around the world. And we have a massive, and we do, we have a massive, massive welfare state trying to appease the low-income families. And we're doing our part for the poor. So it's not like we're not doing anything.
Right, but we need to do more and more and more. But that, as you probably have well figured out, that has to do with buying votes. That has nothing to do with helping poor people. It's about buying. Hey, we'll give you this. Hey, we'll give you free college. Hey,
exactly.
We'll pay you. Anyway, it's buying votes. It began in 1933 in earnest in this country. So we have a bunch of snot-nosed entitled brats around us. Is that what I'm to learn?
What's that?
Snot-nosed entitled brats. Is that who your peers are?
I mean, that's a very good way of putting it. I'm hoping to really get the, you know, get the closeted conservatives to come out and, you know, stand up, because we're seeing a generation where I believe it was Gallup who found that 69% of millennials are willing to vote for a socialist candidate for president. So 69% of millennials, I'm hoping those were just the millennials loud enough and wanting to participate in a Gallup poll. But we need to realize that the front runner right now, Bernie Sanders, is a product of capitalism.
No question.
He became a millionaire.
Multimillionaire. Yeah, no
a
question.
Multimillionaire bashing on capitalism and off taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Got kicked out of a commune for being useless. Never held a real job.
Yeah.
And he is the face, a self-proclaimed socialist.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, my generation looks up to him and thinks this is, you know, this is who's going to save us.
And that's frightening. Alyssa Algren, where can people find your writings? Because they are very, very well done. We got about 15 seconds real quick. Where do they find you?
AlphaNewsMinnesota.com. So it's AlphaNewsMN.com. And all of my columns there are there, and great reporting and other commentary as well.
Alyssa, great having you here. By the way, I'm more than happy to teach millennials to fish, but I'm sure they'd make me bait the hook first. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.